Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Crack!
Little, Kevin Meyer, little crack.
Cricky for Sticky.
And yeah, Sticky. Little Cricky for Sticky. Yes, sir.
And Nikki.
Thank you.
There it is.
Sorry, Austin.
It's a red.
It's okay. I was just fourth-wheeling over here.
Just fourth-wheeling over here.
It's a red. You know what
plenty
that means.
Plenty to fourth-wheel with, my man.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle, welcome good. In.
I'm trying to decide what order we should do this in.
What does your gut tell you?
Can we do the red first?
I think we're going to do the red first. And the reason why is that I believe the other beverage is not going to set up a dry red wine very well.
There
so,
it is.
I'm just going to walk over here and grab my own glass.
Man.
It's a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Excellent pronunciation there, Stricky.
Oh, no! You knew what it was. You knew what Stricky was going to do, Austin.
I knew.
Thank you.
God darn it, you snapped me from the back. This is why this seat stinks. You can't see anything happening.
Nick and Kevin, thank you for running interference for me.
Man, yeah, absolutely.
What's the viscosity on it?
Always gets alligator arms when it's time to pass to Austin. He just can't quite reach. They're, you know.
T-Rex hates push-up style.
Yeah, that's right. He had good length back in his playing days, but his arms got a lot shorter in the studio.
Yeah, I'm the 93.7 The Ticket, Kevin Willis.
Kevin Willis.
Go
Atlanta
if
Hawks.
What are you talking about, Willis? If you are a listener that don't know who Kevin Willis is, you must go on your phone, as long as you're not driving, and Google him and see why we called him the T-Rex.
The back in my younger days, I was a big Spud Webb, Dominique Wilkins.
That team was
fan.
Fun.
Yeah.
That team was fun.
And so when he hooked up with those guys, I always liked him.
Dang, the legs is just still going. I did this like 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So what Stricky's referring to is he swirled his glass, and streaks on the inside of the glass are what's known as the legs. And the more well-defined the legs are is an indication of the wine's viscosity or richness.
It makes a cool appearance.
This is a new winery feature of the month at Meyer's. It's called Han, and it is a California Cabernet. There's also a Pinot Noir and one or two other types. And these are all on sale for $10.
Holy smokes. That's a Strix pick. Get your buns to Kevin Meyer's, Meyer's Cork and Bottle ASAP. Because you this is a Strix
this
pick.
This is a Nick pick.
Oh, you're going to add yourself
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, you can have the Sauvignon.
Okay.
I get the Pinot Noir.
Here's the thing. Both of these that we got today are going to be Nick picks.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm coming, Uncle Kevy.
All right. We'd love to have you.
Stock up.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got my number, so you just text me and I'll have it waiting for you. Hopefully I'll be there when you're there. But it's a California winery. It used to be the second label of a winery called Smith & Hook, which was a Napa Valley winery. And we've carried it for years and years and years, for starters, because it has a pheasant on the label. And so it sort of fit the Nebraska motif. Now that pheasant has become a little more scripted, more artified, but just really, really great value, great bang for the buck. Let's face it, when it's 95 degrees outside, you probably don't want to be drinking your richest high dollar cabs. You know, you want something that if you're a wine guy, you still want to drink wine, but you might not want to go with your A1 bottle. But for $10.99, this certainly passes the test.
That's a fact.
This is incredible.
Spicy, a little smoky almost.
Yeah. And a lot of that
for dry is pretty subtle too. It's not like it doesn't like hit you like in the back of your palate.
It's not a super heavy style cab. Right. It's pretty elegant, pretty silky. That smoke comes from the charring of the inside of the oak barrels. It also infuses a compound called vanillin, which is basically vanilla, same type of compound. And so it picks up a little bit of that, you know, that vanilla, and then you get the black cherry, which is what Cabernet is noted for. And then a little bit of spice, a little bit of smoke on the back end, and that's a good reason why it always pairs with anything good off the grill.
Yeah. Have you been grilling anything really exciting recently?
Oh, man, I've been doing some tri-tips.
Ooh.
So tri-tip is kind of a unique cut because it has two separate grain directions. And then
why is it tri if it's two?
Because it's a triangle.
Okay.
But it has two different, the grain doesn't all go one direction. Mm-hmm. So it turns the corner. And so you have to cut it on a bias against the grain. Yeah. And like if you cook it like a regular steak, it's kind of tough.
Yeah.
But what I do is go low and slow for about 2 hours, 220, 225, season it up just like you would just a good steak rub, cracked pepper, garlic salt, you know, whatever. And then, finish it off in some foil. So kick it up to about 325 for about another hour and a half, 2 hours in the foil. And that just sort of bakes everything, collects all those juices. And then usually about an hour into that, I'll unpeel it out of the foil and put a little green chili sauce in there.
Ooh,
and then,
dang.
And you know that Hatch green chili has that smoky flavor, and then that just sort of marinates in the meat. Close it back up, and you pull it off after that. And you don't even need a knife.
I can't remember if we've talked about this. Are you a Blackstone guy?
I don't have one, but my buddy does, and his wife just turned 50, and they served like 30 people all at the Blackstone. And it was, it was a Mexican night. So they went to that market just over the viaduct here on O Street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a Mexican market over there. Got some really good carne asada.
Yes.
And did up basically steak fajitas for about 30, 40 people. And we're able to whip it out quick on that Blackstone.
I love the Blackstone. I just made some stir fry about a week ago on the Blackstone. It was really, really good. Fried rice, made the chicken, obviously steak as well. So I love the grilling conversation.
My wife won't let me buy another grill because I have four of them. So,
is a smoker really considered a grill?
Well,
it shouldn't be.
I mean, the Traeger technically isn't really a smoker; it's a pellet grill.
Yes, it's a pellet,
and basically acts more like an oven, than a smoker. But you can do some smoking with it. And then I've got my good old Weber, pot grill, and then I've got my Weber Genesis propane, and then I have my Uni wood-fired pizza grill. So,
wow.
And you can do some crazy things in that Uni, too.
Are there any ways you can creatively get your wife into the grill game so she claims one of them is hers so you can get your collection back up to four?
Ooh. That's some great, great mind business.
It's not any manipulation or anything. It's just trying
to
incorporate.
You like really want to involve her.
Yeah. Right,
you know,
right. This is your grill. Are we using your grill tonight?
Yeah. Exactly. There you go.
I'm picking up what you're throwing down here. Yeah. I just, man, you guys are good.
You mentioned the grill. That wine would be exquisite. We got a question on the text line.
Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead, Austin.
From Ellis, one of our listeners from Illinois, making the drive-in for the CWS.
Nice.
So, Ellis, I hope to see you there. He asks, can you explain in detail the differences between a cab and a Pinot Noir?
Absolutely. So, obviously, they're two different grape types. Pinot Noir is a thinner skin grape, and so it creates a wine of more elegance. And it originates in the Burgundy region in France. So when you drink a red Burgundy, you're drinking Pinot Noir. And Cabernet originates in the Bordeaux region in France, which is the Burgundy region is the east central part. And it's a long, skinny region that goes north and south. The Bordeaux region is on the southwest part of the country. And it kind of angles because it's separated by the Gironde River. And it needs a warmer climate.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Because it's a thicker skin grape. And so Cabernet is going to be more bold, more hearty. You get more of those big black cherry and vanilla components, whereas Pinot Noir is more elegant, more sophisticated.
Facts.
It needs Pinot can be very finicky, though, because the skin is so delicate, so it needs a very cool, dry, consistent climate. Mm. If it's planted in the wrong climate, those grapes will either shrivel up and not work out, or they can even swell up and burst if they get too much water. And so
which is worse for a vineyard owner, shriveling or exploding?
Well, I would think they'd be equally bad. The tricky part is that you can't just plant Pinot anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so Cab is a little more consistent. Mm-mm. However, when Pinot is done well, it actually possesses the greatest number of chemical compounds of any of the varietals. And so it can be among the most complex. It's just a little more subtle and understated.
So you've got the high ceiling and low floor with Pinot. Cab's going to be your everyday kind of guy?
I think more consistent, yeah. And I think I drink more Cabernet, A, because I'm just sort of a grill nerd. And
you are a big cab guy at the end of the day, too.
Big cab guy was, but then that was stolen by the Russians. So now I'm big grill guy.
Big grill guy.
Yeah, on Twitter. So I think just the level of consistency in Cabernet is more why I lean toward that. Like this bottle here, $10.99. It's great. I drink it every day.
That's an everyday wine for sure.
Mm. And we could get into, you know, even more in depth about, you know, the differences of Cabernet and Pinot Noir. But what's interesting is that, you know, how the Pinot bottles have the softer curves where they're a little bit skinnier at the top and a little bit wider at the bottom, whereas the Cabernet bottles are more straight up and down. They got the broader shoulders. Well, those were actually created because they emulate the human physiology. And so Pinots were considered to be more subtle, sophisticated, elegant, much more resembling the female persona, whereas Cabernet was thought to be more muscular, more hearty, implicating the male persona. And that's why we have the bottle shapes that we have.
Hmm. Wow, interesting. All right, well,
what's next?
All right, so long drink, but not just regular long drink. We're going to drink
the
cranberry long drink.
Yeah, you can have some of this.
Which is a Finnish beverage from Finland, of course. And it's gin-based, but it's a pre-mixed cocktail in a 12-ounce can. They come in at a pretty easy-going 5.5%.
Oh, yeah.
And the original long drink, to me, tastes like gin and squirt or gin and juice, which did they have that back in your day, Stricky?
They had that back in my day, my boy.
And this is the cranberry version of that. So we're going to – and this is a Nick's pick because he loves this on the golf course. It's easy drinking.
This is incredible on the golf course.
Does not taste boozy. It's got some nice effervescence to it.
Yeah.
Nice pink color.
Oh, yeah, that's phenomenal.
I can't say I've ever had
nice
gin.
And cool too.
I wouldn't have guessed this. This is awesome.
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing for me is like when you're on the golf course, you're wanting something refreshing, right? Especially on a 90, 95, maybe even a triple digit day. You want something refreshing. The carbonation piece of it doesn't bite you, but man, it is delicious.
I'm not really getting the cranberry. It's tasty. Yeah. It's refreshing. It's clean. It's crisp. It doesn't really taste like it has alcohol in it at all. But so the gin base is very subtle.
Yeah.
I get more like good. Sparkling water vibes.
Almost. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
With sparkling water with a kick.
Yeah.
It's got good flavor. And the other thing
But you
is,
can't describe the flavor. Like, it's just kind of, it tastes.
If you let it sit after you take a drink of it, you can kind of taste the hint of the cranberry, but it's not overpowering, which is nice in some fruity drinks because a lot of fruity drinks can be overly powerful, overly sweet, and that's not what this is.
Yeah, no. I don't want a cloyingly, like, you know, I'm not 12.
Yeah.
You know, I like a little bit of sweet fruity component, but not to overwhelm me
I
at
absolutely
all.
Agree.
I don't want to drink Kool-Aid.
The color looks like pink Starburst.
Yeah, it's a very light pink.
You don't get that, like, overpowering sweet, like sticky mouthfeel at all.
Yeah, and it doesn't taste like an artificial sort of sweetness like you're drinking a liquid Starburst.
Yeah.
It has a natural flavor to it. The gin kind of sneaks up on you after you actually swallow it.
Yes.
But you don't taste it at first, but then it kind of comes around on the back end.
I'll be 100% honest. For the guys that don't like seltzers on the golf course, the reason I like long drinks is because it's not overly, like, it doesn't taste like a seltzer. It doesn't have that overly punch of either the sweetness, but then also I say carbonation,
the
sparkling effect.
Yeah, okay.
Right? A lot of guys
like drinking TV static.
Yes, exactly. Right. And so
I've heard it described also. It's like drinking static when your arm falls asleep.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, but what, like, I'm saying.
If you drink, like, beers are great, but sometimes they can make you feel heavier and just lethargic on a
right,
hot
make
day.
You tired. Yeah.
This I can speak from experience. This does not. This is incredible. And on a golf course, on a boat, this is the type of drink you want.
And it's gluten-free.
Oh, how about that?
Look at you.
Look at that.
Shout out to the finish.
Before we get you out of here, Kevin, Scott from Bancroft, your three favorite cabs.
My three favorite cabs. Boy, that's like trying to ask me which of my children I love more. I would say right now the new vintage of the Honig Napa Valley cab. It's made by a guy named Michael Honig, and I met him 20-something years ago. We actually did the Sauvignon Blanc last week at Scissors and Scotch. His cab is phenomenal. There's another one. It's called Adaptation. And now it's not necessarily my favorite, but it is part of a winery called Plump Jack. And Plump Jack is in Oakville. And then they have a sister winery in Cade. And then they have a third called Odette, which is in Stag's Leap. All of those wines are $200 a bottle plus. Well, the Adaptation is a collection of those three for less than half the price, made by the same person. So it's a Napa Valley cab. So let's see, Honig, Adaptation, and my third go-to would probably either be Ferrari Carano or the Charles Krug, which is the oldest estate in Napa Valley. The Mondavi brothers learned to make wine from Charles Krug after Prohibition in the late 40s, early 50s. And they were young, hot-headed Italian boys, ended up in a fist fight in the front yard. And so Robert quit.
They split up. I remember you told that story.
Yeah. And so Robert went on to become the world's most famous winemaker, Robert Mondavi, and his brother stayed put at Charles Krug. Now his grandsons and granddaughters own and operate it. And it's still the original estate. So I think there's something to be said for that being handed down through the generations, because those are still under $50, and it's phenomenal.
Holy smokes.
We have people fired up about this. Bender asks, what is the most unique ingredient you've seen or used in a long drink?
Ingredient that I've used in a long drink? I think you just do it as it is. You don't need to add anything to it. Just straight up.
Nick, what flavors of long drink have you tried? Like, what's the most unique?
So I've tried the cranberry one on the course, and then I've tried the original one. So the cranberry obviously comes in the red can. The original is the blue.
Yeah,
and I'm not entirely sure on the flavor.
It's just grapefruit. It almost is like a squirt.
I'm not a huge grapefruit guy, but it's not this overpowering flavor, which is really, really nice and refreshing to have.
And they do a sugar-free version of it as well. So,
yeah.
Yep.
The original can just says traditional citrus.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Great fruit. There it is. Kevin Meyer, Myers Cork and Bottle, 13th and South. Thanks as always, Uncle Kev.
Appreciate it, fellas. Thank you.
We'll go to break. More Old School next.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.